find out how holiday shopping went.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We're going to get a slew of retail reports later this morning. Chain stores will tell us how they did in December. Analysts expect a better showing than 2008. But it's still been a tough stretch for retail companies and probably will be for some time to come. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Here's the thing. Even if Americans are starting to buy more stuff, they haven't gone back to their old spendy ways. Emanuel Weintraub is a retail consultant. He says they probably won't start anytime soon.
There is an insufficient amount of consumer credit availability and spending availability to support the number of retail outlets that exist.
He says companies will have to close some of their stores or shrink them to get more in line with what he calls the new normal. And then there are the stores that might go out of business altogether. Wayne Hood follows the retail sector for BMO Capital Markets. He says some companies would have gone out of business ages ago, but banks keep giving them credit. He mentioned places like Sears and the discount clothing store Bon-Ton.
You know, others as well. Well, here we are a year later, and once again, they've survived.
He says some of those stores could get bought by bigger, more cash-rich competitors, but some of them will just go the way of last year's fashions and disappear. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
We're set to get a big employment report tomorrow from the Labor Department, and a lot of folks will use it to gauge the pace of the economic recovery. Now, employment may be a key, but there are many other factors to look at when forecasting the economy in 2010. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us this morning to give us his take on how the year will fare. Good morning, Bob.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Steve.
So put on your soothsayer's cap and tell us what you think is going to happen to the economy this year.
Well, if I knew that, I'd be a very wealthy man. What I can tell you is the recovery is not likely to be as vigorous as we normally get. Over the last three decades, the typical recession was brought on by the Fed, fighting inflation but overshooting and raising rates too high. So all the Fed needed to do was reverse course and the economy would expand. But this time, because the Great Recession of 2009 came when the housing bubble popped, the damage to the economy has been much more severe. With a housing glut, for example, home prices are unlikely to recover for years.
Yeah, but factory orders are up and the stock market is up, so maybe a boom this year?
Well, possibly. But remember, Steve, this economy is still on steroids. Short-term interest rates are low. The Fed is still buying up lots of debt, including mortgage-backed securities. And the fiscal stimulus still hasn't even peaked. The real question is what happens when the Fed tightens and the stimulus ends. And to tell you the truth, my biggest worry is aggregate demand. Consumers are still traumatized. Boomers have to start saving for retirement big time. Firms won't even be making major investments if they're worried about who's going to buy the stuff they produce. Most of all, one out of five Americans is unemployed or underemployed.
Yeah, that's the sticking point, of course, is jobs. I mean, when do you think we're going to see some major job growth in this country?
Not until the end of this year, but we have a very long way to go, given the economy now has 7 million fewer jobs than it did 2 years ago, along with an additional 2 million people who have wanted to join the labor force but never got in. So even when we're back to 200,000 net new jobs a month, which would be a normal, solid recovery, it's going to take years to shrink this mountain of unemployed.
And so what does the government do, Bob? I mean, less involvement, more involvement by Uncle Sam? Where's Uncle Sam in all of this?
Well, there's a great ideological debate right now, but it's really a matter of timing. If the stimulus ends and the Fed tightens too soon, we could be back in recession. But if they go on too long, we face inflation for the foreseeable future. But the biggest danger, in my view, is a fallback into recession. So hopefully the stimulus will keep going and the Fed will keep a loose rein.
All right. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, current professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Not much of a positive vibe with worldwide stocks this morning. Markets in Europe are off 1% or less. Asian shares closed mostly lower today, an average of 0.5%. Wall Street yesterday went pretty much nowhere. The Nasdaq lost a little ground. The S&P and Dow added a smidge to their values. The Dow was up a point to close at 10,573. Cablevision CEO Jim Dolan is warning big demands for fee increases by program makers could eventually lead basic cable costs to more than $100 a month. Subscribers of the New York cable operator lost the Food Network and HGTV last year, at the end of last year, after it was unable to reach an agreement with Scripps Networks, who's asking Cablevision to pay more to carry those channels.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
When the Alabama Crimson Tide and Texas Longhorns take to the field tonight, we're going to find out which college football team is the best in the nation. At least the best is determined by the bowl championship series. Now, the BCS system's been criticized for shutting out smaller schools with strong teams, but now fans are really lobbying for a playoff. Brett Neely has more.
Some college football fans will see this ad during Thursday's game. It shows players from Boise State and Texas Christian University. Both had perfect records this year. The ad asks why neither team could play in the championship. For years, fans have been lobbying for a college football playoff system. Now, they're actually lobbying.
Playoff PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That's right. A political action committee is raising money to support candidates who will dismantle the current BCS system. Bryson Morgan is the group's treasurer. He says only Congress, which held hearings about the BCS system last year, can help.
The way Washington works, unfortunately, is that oftentimes you're not heard on Capitol Hill unless you have a little bit of money to back that up.
It's not just team spirit that's motivating playoff PAC. A playoff system could mean millions in ticket sales and TV rights for lesser-known schools, says Alan Sanderson at the University of Chicago.
It's all about how can we get our nose under the tent, too, to get some of the spoils.
Bill Hancock is the executive director of the BCS.
We know there's opposition from a few minority groups, but the majority favors what we're doing, and we're going to continue.
Hancock says Congress probably has more important things to deal with. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And finally, pop diva Lady Gaga has got a new gig at the Consumer Electronics Show that kicks off today in Vegas. She's going to be introduced as Polaroid's newest creative talent. The company emerged from bankruptcy last May. Gaga is going to put her name on a new line of cameras, including ones that print instantly. The company says she's a perfect fit, telling the New York Post she's Andy Warhol-ish in the way she sees the market. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.